Matthew was telling me that he had a lot of people really responding in his work to the service on Sunday when he shared his testimony. A lot of people asked him questions, unsaved people, and he got a chance to witness to them. Fellas he worked with, and a fella that's in the bike club as well, shook his hand. I think he was a fella that saved, and he thought it was powerful. And it's great to have a testimony, isn't it? Praise God. It's really great to have a testimony for the Lord. And you know what gives you a testimony? Conversion. I don't know if any of you saw Spotlight last night or not. Did anybody in here see Spotlight last night? Well, I did. What Spotlight was about was homosexuals. That's what it was basically about last night. And they tried to pass a law. So, there's a minister, David McIlwain, is that the right name? He's a Free Presbyterian minister. He was on it, he spoke well on it, and he said it would be a tragedy if they bring it to pass. But what they're trying to do is, they're now working on to pass a law that you can't convert nobody, what they call convert people. So if a homosexual comes to the minister, and that minister counsels him and talks to him about conversion, that will be breaking the law. That's what they're working on right now. And I tell you, we saw the other week the brothers out in the streets, and it was like Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah, wasn't it? If anybody saw it, that's just what it was like. That's how bad it is. And they're going to bring laws in, and I'm telling you, you'll be jailed. You'll be jailed for preaching in the street. And you think, Tom, that's so far away as away, but it's not. It's not far away. It's close. It's very close. We're living in perilous times. So they're trying to bring a law out now that you cannot talk to people who have been converted. And this one fella was on, and of course they all had these fellas picked that were brought up in Christians' homes. And this was sort of forced upon them that they had to change their ways because they were living in sin and get right with God and so forth, and they couldn't be a Christian unless they turned away from this and were converted. And then they were given their sign, and one fella says, you have to just love yourself. And I thought of that, you know, that's a complete contradiction to the Bible. Love yourself. The Bible warns us that in the last days men will become boasters of their own selves, haughty and high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, they'll say we're Christians. From such turn away. That's the days we're living in. But I thought it was a striking sign of the times we're in. That they're going to bring a law out that people can't say they were converted. And if you try and tell you're converting somebody or talk to them, that's wrong. And then we're all been brainwashed. Society's been brainwashed. That's a gene in you. You were born as a homosexual. And there's not one thing you can do about it. That's like telling a man you were born a murderer and he goes out and shoots somebody. There's nothing he can do about it. He's a free will. Every one of us is liable to anything. It's only God's grace that keeps every one of us. All of us were absolutely filthy and unclean before God. We need the Lord every minute of the day. And I'm telling you now, if God took his hand off us, you might say we're saved and God's hand's not on us. Well, if you think that, you're wrong. God's hand's on you. You read, we did go through the study in Daniel, and you saw when God took his hand of Nebuchadnezzar, what happened to him. They ended up eating grass like cattle when the hand of God came at them. And we should be thankful that the Lord's hand's on us, that keeps us. Amen. And I thought it was someone else, so you're not allowed to tell nobody about conversion. So born again, wouldn't it? Jesus preached, been born again. Set a man born again. But praise God. So these are the times we're living, and we're living in evil days. Days of compromise. Praise God. Let's turn to Romans tonight. You can remain seated. Romans 10 verse 17. I just want to take one verse, and I just want to mention a little about faith and our rights, and I won't try and be very long tonight. And please remember, Brother Gail, the preaching on Sunday morning. Remember the services this Sunday. And also pray for Brother Matthew tonight. And anyone else you feel led, bring them before the Lord and pray for them, praise God. And you know, just to say as well, I found Albert Chambers the other night on Facebook Live, but it was an old, he was live at the time, it was a couple of months ago, but he's really an old man now, he's quite an age of a man, but he was mightily used of God. I did put, I don't know if it was all sermons or one of them, but I put the link up, and Albert Chambers, Brother John gave me a tape of Albert Chambers. That's over 30 years ago. It's definitely over 30 years ago. And it used to have a clock in the front of it. A clock. And it was called the Message Hour. Now, we know a whole lot of people say they have the Message Hour. And a whole lot of people believe in the Message Hour if you preach at least an hour. So they definitely believe in the Message Hour. But Albert Chambers had the Message for the Hour. And I played that message so many times that it broke. The tape broke, and I fixed it, and I broke, and I fixed it, and I broke, and then I got other copies of it. I don't know if I still have it or not. Somewhere I have so many tapes from years ago. But I am telling you, I was blessed by that message he preached. And he sang that song that we sometimes sing for the anointing, and he played the accordion, brother. Maybe that's why I like the accordion. But I was smitten, because there was an atmosphere in the meetings with that accordion going and Albert Chambers preaching under the anointing of God. And he's such a good speaker. He spoke slow and pacific. He didn't rush himself, and the Spirit of God would move in the meetings, and so many testimonies. And God used him in England amongst the African people, the black people in England. And I know he travelled to Africa as well. And I never got to meet him. I'd love to really have got to meet him personally. I never did get to meet him. I don't know if some of the other brothers here might have got to meet him one time. He came to Mara Pentecostal. I'm sure you met him, Brother John, maybe.
He was in Puri Downtown Hall. The last time I saw him was in the meeting. And that's where I got that tape. It was called The Move of the Holy Spirit.
That's right. That's right.
And we picked up the accordion and he sang as his Holy Ghost gave him the words.
That's right.
And he sang a song and he said, O Lord, my God, I participate in your plan. O Lord, my God, no matter about any man, with your word I'm going through, whatever others do. O Lord, my God, I participate in your plan.
Amen.
It was anointed.
Amen. Fantastic. You know, it's so true. That tape went everywhere. I recorded it for so many people that it really helped me as a young man coming out of the world, you know, and the life I was in, and it really helped me a lot. I tell you, it helped me a lot. And I ever got discouraged, I'd play it. And that's what they do, you know. If you get a good message and you're a bit discouraged, play it. Play it. It's God's word. And Brother Chambers was certainly an anointed man of God. And I just pray the Lord will help us. You know, we can have programs. It's the same as a pastor. You're preaching all the time. It can come monotonous. And what I mean by that is, when God really gives you a word, it just flows, doesn't it? Amen. And we want the Lord to help us. Praise God. Let's read this, Romans 10, verse 17. And I must try and find if I can find that message. And see if I can get one of our brothers to put it on, if I can find it. So then faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. Let us bow our heads this evening and praise God. Heavenly Father, we bow before you tonight in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the privilege we have as your people that we can come into your house and into your courtroom with praise and thanksgiving in our hearts because of the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb. Father, we thank you tonight that your blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved and sin no more. We thank you for the life of the blood tonight with the Holy Ghost. And we pray that the Holy Ghost will move in this meeting. Lord, even as you mentioned your servant, Brother Chambers, and how he preached that wonderful we need you to move amongst us in a very special way. We need your anointing to come down, that the yokes will be broken and destroyed in the name of Jesus because of the anointing. Bless and touch your people tonight. Touch all of our lives afresh. Move in our homes. Move in our families. Move in the services. Bless the services that lay ahead. Anoint your brother Gary and give him the words to speak. And bless the meetings. Bless the worship and the singing. And all that's done and said to your glory. We pray for Matthew this evening. And bless him and touch him and speak to him. And move in our brother Andrews as well, Lord, tonight. And speak to our brother Andrews and bless him. In the name of Jesus. And any others, Lord, that couldn't make it this evening, may you bless them, may you speak to them, and may you be their portion. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask again for all the nurses and those that had to work this evening. Give them your protection, Lord, and your blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And Lord, I do take the Holy Spirit by faith, and I thank you, undertake for me, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I mentioned last week, and I read something Wigglesworth said, for he met a woman in Cardiff, Wales, who had ulcers in her stomach, and she was almost dead, and he rebuked the devil out of her, and God instantly healed her. And she later on came to him rejoicing, and she said, "Brother Wigglesworth, have you any good tracts you can give me to witness to others?" And he said, "I have," and he gave her his Bible. And he said, "Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John." Now, there's nothing wrong with tracts. I've brought tracts tonight, they're at the back. But I'll tell you, the best tract for us is the Word of God. And here we see again this evening, so then faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the Word of God. If I come this evening and just read the Word of God, and you came in the right attitude, and I did, God would bless you. Because God will bless His own Word. And there's faith by hearing the Word of God. When we read the Word of God and we hear the Word of God, you can hear Him saying, "By my stripes you're healed." You can hear Him saying, "If you call upon the name of the Lord, you'll be saved." You can hear Him saying, "Give the Holy Ghost to them and obey Him." That's what you hear in the Word of God. God's words are full of blessings. God's words are full of promises for God's people. I met a fella yesterday evening, and I got a chance to talk to him where I was, and I got to speak to him, and he started to unburden himself, and he said he was going through a powerful time in his mind, and he put on a lot of weight from I'd last seen him, and I think it was And what you've been eating, God can absolutely do it. You know, you remember before I went to England with Brother Andrew Beecham, and I was in this Wednesday night service, and I was saying in the chair, I'll never give my testimony again. And I was telling myself this, and a brother John, the Spirit came on him, and he prophesied that God wanted me to give my testimony, and when I would give my testimony, the anointing of God would come in the meeting. And I went after that to England with Brother Andrew, and I told the pastor I just feel to give my testimony tonight in the service. And I began to share my testimony, and the power of God fell in Manchester in the church, and many people were delivered by the demons and everything. That was a service for the manifesting. And Brother Andrew could tell you the power of God came in that meeting. And so for them things, praise God. Now you can do things in the natural. If you have £100 in your pocket tonight, or £100 in your bank, you don't need to worry about spending £100 if you're going to go past the shop this evening or past the filling station. You have £100 in your bank, so you know you can go ahead and fill your car with fuel. You have enough in your bank to cover it. And faith is your right. And there is a bank of heaven. There is a bank in heaven. God has filled in the check. And God has given you the right to use the faith you have. And God will fulfill it if you believe it. Don't be afraid to do it. Just like you wouldn't have to pray about it. Going past the station tonight, if you were holding in your pocket or holding the bank, you would think nothing of it. You would naturally, and God wants us to react naturally in faith and do the exploits of God without even thinking about praying for it. It should come to us just like it comes to us. We go past the garage and we pull in and we fill up because we know we have the money to do it. And Jesus Christ says, "By my stripes ye were healed." And I have given you power over all the power of the enemy. Praise God, it's your right to use that faith that God has given you. And God has given to every single one of us the measure of faith. Praise God. Now listen to this, you do not need to pray for faith to believe that God told the truth, do you? Would you ever think of praying to see if God told the truth or not? You would, I wouldn't. If God says it, I wouldn't start getting down to pray to see if that was the truth. What God said, that would be unbelief. If God says it, we believe it. We don't need to pray about it to see if it's a truth. Now, if somebody else says it, you might have to pray about it. But if God says it in His Word, you know it's the Word of God. You don't need to pray about it. You take it as from God and you act upon it. And the Word of God says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Faith is your right. Praise God. And you can operate. You've heard the Lord speak and you've believed His Word. You may pray for healing, but faith gives birth to that healing. Faith does. You're praying for it, but it's faith that brings it to pass. I think it said the other week, when you get the power of God, faith comes with. I believe that. And I believe as well, real faith will produce or bring to pass the power of God as well. They're linked. I believe they're linked. Amen. And I tell you, look what Wigglesworth said. He said, when God visits, you'll feel it in your body, in your soul, and in your spirit. On your body, in your soul, and in your spirit. Not just, there's been so much talk Now, if you need your arm fixed, and you feel it on the inside, well, you better get it on the arm as well on the outside. Is that right? How many of you so understand what I'm saying? Indian onions, well, the way I say it. And we need the Holy Ghost in us and all over us. Praise God. And Wigglesworth believed it. And some people think William Branham was against emotion. He wasn't. William Branham said, he said the angel comes, he said the sign he always came to. And the father said, how do you know? He says, because I can feel him. He says, I feel the presence of the angel on one of his particular signs when he came in the services. And Billy Paul Branham, after he saw the angel, he said that he could feel the presence of the angel in the meetings after that time. He could sense it. He could feel it. Amen? Amen. Now you know if the Holy Spirit really moves in a meeting, you'll feel it. How many agrees with me tonight? You will sense his presence. And I said about Enoch on Sunday, Enoch was in a time like today, a perilous time. And he's a great grand Noah, Enoch, the grandson, which I can't, went out of my head now, but which one was the grand great grandson? Noah was of Enoch. Noah of Enoch was the great grandson. Or was it the other one?
Enoch was Noah's great grandfather.
That was it. Great grandfather. That's it, brother. I couldn't just get it right, but I knew it was one. But I'm telling you, Enoch walked with God in perilous times. He walked with God in perilous times. And when you see all that's out there and you hear this talk about people not being converted to all them things, we can still walk with God today. And Enoch walked with God, and Enoch got to know God's presence. Do you understand what I'm saying? Enoch got to know God's presence. And God's presence becomes so real to Enoch. And Enoch walked with God. And I believe we, as the people of God, need to come to the place that we can know God's presence. And where we want God's presence, and where we pray for the presence of God to come. Amen. 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 For the Holy Spirit to come. And I know we believe that the Holy Spirit's here. We believe that. Amen. We know that. But how many knows that's one thing, but then God can send an anointing to the meeting. Amen. A special anointing to the meeting. And things can start to happen. Amen. We need to pray and believe that. And you know the disciples had already experienced the power of God, and already experienced for the Holy Ghost rained on them. How many know they experienced that? John, Matthew 10. And he sent them 14 the second raised the dead. They experienced that, but yet they still had to have the upper room after that. The day of Pentecost. They were baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Now, you may pray for healing, but it's the faith. Faith. When you pray for healing. You know your rights, then you will have the faith. But you can know your rights only by hearing the word of God. That's how you don't know your rights by hearing somebody's idea. Because there's so much out there today. So many voices. But the word of God is not an idea and it's an absolute. That's the difference now. Somebody can have an idea, but we're not working with an idea, we're working with a firm foundation, we're working with the absolute, the word of God, which is sure and steadfast. And it's not just an idea, it's God's word. And we're laying our faith on the solid word of God. Praise God. Now, on the faith of the Word of God. We know healing desire has been provided for us. Sickness has been put away through Christ. We are redeemed from it. Galatians 3, verse 13. Here's a key verse. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now, if you went back into that and you would have to study the Old Testament, and when you study the Old Testament and you go into all the diseases that's put upon them, and God delivered them from every one of them. Then when you come up here to Galatians, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth upon the tree. So Jesus Christ took the curse that was due us on the cross. So therefore that curse is broke, it's lifted, it's paid for. So all them things that came with it, all them diseases, and everyone that's in that book and anymore is paid for them all. There's no new disease that Christ hasn't paid for. He's paid for them all. And he paid for them on the cross. He paid the price for them on the cross. Now go with me to the book of Exodus. And I wrote in here this evening, make sure to read this. In Exodus 15, verse 26. Exodus 15, verse 26. And I might mention someone as well, F.F. Wadsworth said, and these are men that had faith. You know, Wigglesworth called the apostle of faith. And F.F. Wadsworth could be called the same. Exodus 15, verse 26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Now that's the word of God, isn't it? God's word is God's voice. And many believe that. Now we know God's prophets as well. It can be God's mouthpiece. But we believe today God's word is God's voice to us. You believe that? Amen. And we'll do that which is right in his sight. And we'll give ear to his commandments. And keep all the statutes. And we'll put none of these diseases upon thee. Which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now here is what F.F. Wadsworth says. Christ during his exaltation could no more abandon his office as healer than he could abandon the other offices of his other six redemptive names. Now this here is a seventh one. I am the Lord that healeth thee, which is Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rapha means, I am the Lord your healer, or I am the Lord that healeth thee. And this is one of the seven redemptive names of Christ. And you know, when the man challenged William Branham for an argument on healing, from a certain, I can't even remember, the denomination is not important, but he challenged him on divine healing, and William Branham didn't want to get up and make a fuss and everything. And F.F. Wadsworth says, I'll deal with it. And William Branham went up and sat up on the balcony, and F.F. Wadsworth got up, and the boy gave his whole big sermon that the scripture's complete. We have the full canon of scripture. That was his privilege from the unusual. And this canon of scripture, then they go over the next page and talk about prophecy yet to be fulfilled. But the minute before the canon of scripture is complete, they come to take their own, what they're saying. Now, understand what I'm saying. They take the prophecy scriptures to the second coming of the Lord. And then they say, that which is perfect, we're waiting on. But 5 minutes before they tell you the canon of scriptures, that which is perfect. Now, the canon of scripture is perfect. Don't misunderstand tonight it. How many believe that it is perfect? But F.F. Wadsworth asked this man one question. He said, Jehovah Rapha, that redemptive name, is it for Christ or not? And the boy just walked out the platform. Because he couldn't say it's not for the Lord, for it was the Lord. So therefore, if it's the Lord, that's healing. Christ paid for the healing. Let me just read you this little bit here. I am the Lord that healeth thee. This is not only a promise, it is a statute and an ordinance. And so corresponding to this ancient ordinance, we have in the commandment at James 5. for a moment. That won't hold as long. You can write them down if you want. I'll try and spell them right. Some of them's hard to pronounce. The first one's Jehovah Shamna. It's translated, the Lord is there or present. Jehovah Shamna. The second one is Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is translated, the Lord is our peace. And reveals to us the redemptive privileges of having His peace. And we need the Lord's peace. The third one is Jehovah Ra. It's translated, the Lord is my shepherd. Praise God. Not only is the Lord my shepherd, He's my good shepherd. And He's my perfect shepherd. And He's the chief shepherd. Amen. Now you can preach a sermon right in that there. Amen. And number four, Jehovah Jireh means the Lord will provide an offering. And that takes you back to Abraham the Ram. And that's where He spoke to them. And God provided Christ for the cross. Number five, Jehovah Nissi means the Lord is our banner or victor or captain. Praise God. So the Lord's our banner, He's our victor, He's our captain. Same as Abraham again, I'm that sheep, your protector. Praise God. The sixth one is Jehovah Sekunya. It's translated, the Lord is righteous. That's Romans 4. The imputation of righteousness is near righteousness. Abraham again. You can take all these from the life of Abraham. All these seven things. And you can take the seventh one because God transformed Sarah back to a young woman so that the promise could come to pass and she had Isaac. Isn't that wonderful? And this fourth one is Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Praise God. So the Lord's all these things. And this is God's word. And this is God's promises. And faith is our right. We have a right to faith. And we have a right to come to God in faith, asking God. And you know, I'm going to close this so they don't take too long. But you know, we have a high priest tonight that's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Jesus Christ. I love the phrase. I've heard so many people, and they take sort of the right hand of God and they make a whole muck of it, in my opinion. Now, understand what I mean by that. A lot of them say, you see, they bring doctrines out of it. And for me, it just does away with a lot of things, what we believe. But I believe sat down, the right hand's all powerful to start with, but the act that he sat down means he's finished the job. He's finished the work. It is finished. It is finished. Amen. And he sat down because the work's finished. And he is now our high priest who's touched for the feeling of our infirmities. And faith is our right. We can come to him boldly. And that's what we're boldly. We can approach the throne of grace boldly by faith. Not because of us, but because of him. It's all with him. Albert Chambers made a statement, he said, Christ in the middle and Christ on the outside, everywhere, basically. And it's so true, isn't it? It must be the Lord. It's all about the Lord. You hear so much today, people preach so much about me and I, and they put all the emphasis on the bride and not on the bridegroom. How many of us have said? The preachers do that. It's all about the bride. All about what I can do. All about what's in me. That's good. That's all right. But it's all about him. We needed him. We are lost without him. When we say to do all things, don't forget through him. When we say I'm an overcomer, don't forget because of him. It's all because of him. And it's him. We're not to lift the bride up. There's not a verse that says if the bride's lifted up. The Bible says if I, Jesus Christ, be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. We don't go out in the street and preach the bride. We preach Christ. Amen. Paul says that I would know nothing else amongst you of Christ. And you know the way scripture says, woe is me if I preach not Christ. Amen. We must preach Christ. And it's all about the Lord. Let us be encouraged tonight. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be pray for the blessing of the Holy Spirit to come in your life and in your home and whatever you need. Pray for the meetings that God will move in a greater way in the Spirit. How many wants that? I definitely want it. I know God's doing things. A real outpouring is what we need. Praise God. And we certainly need the Holy Spirit. And I believe faith is our right. We have a right to the throne of God tonight. We have a right. Every one of you brothers and sisters have a right. You can come boldly tonight. And God will hear you because Jesus represents you at the right hand of the Father. Isn't that wonderful? Let us come and bow our heads this evening. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you that you, Lord, conquered both death, hell, and the grave, and you rose triumphant o'er the foe, and you're seated on the right hand of the Majesty on high, and you ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. Father, we thank you this evening that you said, I am he that liveth and was dead, but behold, I am alive forevermore and have the keys of both death and hell. We thank you that you are the door. There's no other door. You said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, we know that your word is a lamp on our feet and a light under our path. Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit will move amongst every one of us in a greater way than we've ever known before. Pour out your Spirit in everyone in this room tonight. Let the anointing of God come afresh upon your people. Revive us in the midst of the years, I pray, in the name of the Lord. Bless my sisters. Bless my brothers. Bless the wives and the husbands and the children at home. And Father, move in every one of them and all that's near and dear to us this evening. We ask you'll save and deliver every one of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, you know those in this room this evening that have great needs. They're praying for your wisdom and they're praying for your needs. And Lord, I believe, as David said to Goliath in 1 Samuel, the battle belongs to the Lord. And we thank you tonight that the battle truly does belong to your Lord. And we're trusting in you this evening. Help us to use the right you've given us to faith as our rights. Help us to use it. Help us to operate in a greater way in faith, Lord, than what we've ever done before. May the gift of faith manifest even amongst us. And other gifts as well, we pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, this evening, bless us as we come to seek your face. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Let's just continue to sing the